Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Time now for Justin.
Oh, this is from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro.
Mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by Tri-State Men's Health.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
I'm James.
All right, let's go. What's the first sound? Hit us, Tanner.
She didn't even listen to the show.
Yeah.
She'll listen every once in a while. Like, if she's in the car, like taking the kids to practice, she'll turn it on. And she'll text me during the show sometimes or whatever. Yeah. But she doesn't have the feel the need to listen to me all the time, which I'm fine with, obviously.
You guys are my dream relationship.
Well, thank you. I mean, everyone has their problems. We have our problems, too. But you know, that's normal. All couples do. All married couples
do. You know what I love?
Oh, they do. It's true. Everyone has problems.
Bleep you. I'm a talent. You hired me for a reason. I'm good at this. I'm better at this than you. Otherwise, your ass would do it.
Whoa.
I was right at the precipice of it. I was at the altar last week.
On Rochburns?
Yes.
What?
Because... And this guy tried to get everybody on it. It was me, Strebel, and here was the text. Hey, can you shout out my son? He was on the PRP state championship team. He played middle infield, and we're on our way to Branson, Missouri for a U-17 All-Star event. Can you shout him out? His name is Mike and plays middle infield. He would be Mr. Rochburns progeny. We'll be driving to Branson during the show today.
I thought it was an A-plus effort.
It was an A-plus effort, and I get like that's like a bases-loaded, no-out jam I got out of.
Yes, you did.
I got right there.
Yeah. The brakes like Maverick.
His name is Mike.
I mean, I think everybody else reads that text. Like, if you get to Branson, Missouri, you're going to say the name.
Almost did.
And I don't know how you didn't say it. I really don't know how you didn't say that word.
I don't know. I stopped right there.
Rochburns.
Yeah, I was the same way, Diener. I read the entire thing. I got the last name. I was like, whoop, stop.
K-State just got the Hawkins kid from Illinois for $2 million, basketball.
I know, we were involved.
K-State got $2 million.
And we said no. We were like,
right? I agree.
I would not have paid $2 million for Tolman Hawkins.
I mean, there's no way he can live up to $2 million. No. I mean, even if it's like, well, $2 million, if he can help him get back to the tournament. And?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was too much money.
I liked Coach Pegues.
I did too. But he didn't have a better moment than that.
No.
I mean, they won the tournament, right?
They won the thing, and he
did get to 7 wins faster than Kenny Payne.
Yes, he did. Shout out Mike Pegues.
That's good.
How did we not have that stat,
man,
until just
that
now?
Great. Good for James Black. And then did we beat Danny Manning in the Bahamas?
I can't let that one just go. I mean, that is the...
Kenny Payne just passed him up in year two.
How did we not have that stat for a year?
I don't know.
And he got to 7 wins at Louisville. Faster.
We should have kept Pegues.
That's
right?
No.
Shaq versus Trez. That would draw some eyeballs to the TV.
Image. No, it wouldn't.
I want, when we're in the Governor's Cup, especially when we're at UK, or even when Kentucky scores in the game and they're playing Louisville, to L's down. Like, I kind of want that.
Let's be honest. That's probably one of the Cardinal blogs, and a lot of people will read that.
Oh, it's the Cardinal blog. Sorry, Blank.
God, did I step on that?
Sorry, Blank.
God, I think I stepped on that. Damn it, Phil. That is the Cardinal blog.
I'm sorry. CrunchZone.com.
It was a gruesome way to die.
Oh,
William
yes.
DeLucci lay prone on the crimson-stained carpet of That's his opulent right. office floor. The bombastic 58-year-old basketball coach of Praise the Lord University had been having the time of his life shortly before someone paid him the ultimate insult. His killer had haphazardly rearranged DeLucci's once handsome face, reducing the victim's movie star good looks into a pulverized pulp of Ooh, torn skin yeah. and crushed bones. Below his severed neck, DeLucci's bloated torso sported a bevy of knife-like puncture wounds, as if the intruder who did this diabolical deed was intent on evening the final score once and for all. Of course, if you knew Bill DeLucci, you wouldn't be shocked that someone put him down. He was your proverbial blank hole. An arrogant SOB who had at some point probably insulted your mother. God bless DeLucci, however, with an amazing basketball mind. Even on the downhill slope of his rock star career, he had already racked up more wins than all but a handful of his active coaching colleagues. Honorable mention was never good enough for DeLucci, though. The man oozed ego and was forever shooting for the pinnacle of the profession, looking to pass the likes of Mike Krzyzewski, Jim Boeheim, Roy Williams, and Bob Knight, and establish himself firmly on the Mount Rushmore of all-time winningest college basketball coaches. Nothing was getting in Gallucci's way until now.
Yeah!
Wow!
Let's go! Yeah, let's go! This is why Mark Pope is the guy. He gets us. He treats the media like we're kings. There's cookies on the table! Have you ever been called into the 80s office because of the questions you've asked?
I have.
No way.
This is crazy.
And they have, they have actually kind of counseled me as to what I need to or should not say.
Wow, John Huang called to the carpet.
I love UK. I love UK.
Let's go, Rubbage!
That's not a typical question I would usually ask a new coach at his introductory press conference. Most of the time, I'd just lob up a few softballs for the benefit of the friendly microphones and welcoming cameras. I decided to throw a fastball instead,
right
at this pompous prick's smarmy head. The truth is, I didn't think Mark Pope was a right hire for PTLU's basketball program. The bum had a history of reckless behavior.
That was great. John Wong killed it.
Rick Pitino didn't sit in it. Rick Pitino went over and started coaching overseas, got a job at Iona, got a job at St. John's. We sat in it. We sat in it. We sat in his mess for 5 years. We sat in his mess. We took the shots. We had losing seasons. We dealt with being a laughing stock. We did all that. We sat
yes,
in that.
You did.
All the while, do you know what we did? While going through that, we all said, we want him to succeed. We bought Iona gear. We bought St. John's gear. It was like, good, man, good. I'm glad he's getting justified. I'm glad he's doing this. And this MF-er at the first Whoa. Moment he got, and this isn't fresh for me. You know, I've said this off the air. I've just refused to take this to the air. The first moment he got, he tossed us under the bus. Never once has he come out and talked about the Louisville fan. I don't care if he doesn't like the university. Actually, part of me gets that. Part of me gets that I mean, the way he was unceremoniously taken out of here, mm-hmm. I can understand if he's got a hatred for the university and it's not. But we're not that. And never once has he come out and mentioned the Louisville fans. Not one time has he come out and said, man, you know, just the Louisville fans backed me the whole time and I couldn't be more appreciative of them. Not once. First moment, you just can't stop digging at Louisville. I hope Pat Kelsey gets you in the tournament and whoops that ass in front of everybody. Because I'm telling you what, man, the way we backed you and the way we set in your crap And you're talking to one of the biggest Rick Pitino fans out there. I loved Rick Pitino.
He's right about that.
But it is absolute garbage how he is done. U of L. When Kentucky, by the way, why don't you go in and look into some stories as some stuff some Kentucky fans did to him while once he came to Louisville?
Oh, he knows.
Hey, maybe do a little research
He's
on
aware.
That. But it's all good. That's one of those, yeah, rivalry, whatever, you know, Strieble and them can laugh at it. Ah, we got him, you know, it's all that. And it's like, yeah, it's rivalry. I get it. Mm-hmm. But that's one of those, like, for real, for real. Like, yeah, this is one of those. I'm not worried about the Kentucky fan response to this. This is personal. This is between me and you. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about this. Louisville fan to Rick Pitino. It's like, I don't care about the rivalry part. Like, yeah, okay, ha, y'all love him now. Okay, well, we love John Calipari now, so what's the matter? You know? But
the
this
shoes
is
on the
personal.
Other foot.
This is fan to Rick Pitino. Like, dude, we sat in your garbage, bro. You took a crap, walked away, we sat in it, and backed you.
Oh.
The way Rick Pitino's acting, there's a lot of us that probably got to go back and find Denny guys and say, "I'm sorry, I didn't know that's what I didn't know it went down like that." It's like, dude, you're a piece of crap.
Whoa!
And it's one of those where like I hope Pat Kelsey gets a chance to take a chunk out of you.
Yeah, I hope he gets a chance.
Good old fashioned bite.
And my God. You better hope we never do. Because I know how you listen, because now you want to play this game, Rick? I know how you perform in pressure games. I watched you get that tail spanked by John Calipari year after year.
Yeah.
So I know how you perform in those type of games. I have a feeling I know how that game would end if you ever do have to play Louisville. That butt's going to pucker, and you're going to get beat. Because I watched you do it to my rival, 11 out of 13 times?
Jeez.
So
those are some really good teams.
Yeah. And we had some really good
teams. I know.
Once in the Final Four, once in the Sweet 16.
Got beat.
Where we were a favorite.
Yeah, well, again, coach against Pat Kelsey and John Calipari, two vastly, vastly different things. Keep them coming, Tanner.
KSR.
Yeah. KSR. It's pretty lame for Pitino. To be honest, I mean, it's really pathetic what I said on Twitter. The way that BBN talked about him and how nasty
that
they
show,
were.
That show, the show that he went on.
Specifically
yeah. That show.
Exactly, yeah. And then, not only that, then you go on KSR, who made fun of him and, you know, mocked him for years.
For years.
And then you're just going, okay, yeah, cool, I'm going to do that. And I mentioned that on social media yesterday, too. It's like, somebody should just pull up all of the snarky, rude, smug comments that they made and then be like, hey, Rick, hey, look at this, man. Cool. It's a sap move. And again, he's free to do whatever he wants to do. He's free to say whatever he wants to say. On one hand, I understand. Like, he's not going to be, you know, Louisville loyal through and through. I mean, after how he left. I'm not expecting him to be, you know, a Louisville man forever. But again, if you're going to go on that platform and you're going to publicly talk about how Mark Stoops and Eddie Grant, I mean, how did that happen? Or close friends, and you're going to donate NIL to Louisville's arch rival, I'm done with you. I used to pull for him for St. John's, to be honest with you. I softened my stance on him when he dropped the lawsuit against U of L. I was pulling for St. John's because he was the head coach. Not anymore.
Not just you,
I'm done with him. Again, it was a pathetic move on his part to just grovel back to BBN, despite all of the things that they had said about him over the years. I never understood it, guys. I don't know. If somebody is like really, really mean and nasty to you for years, it's just kind of like, okay, well then that's life and you move on. Not groveling back and begging for their attention and wanting to get back in their good graces.
Wow.
Whatever. Whoever plays St. John's, I hope they win.
Oh, man.
KSR reported live from the Karen Cypher trial. Mm-hmm. They hysterically laughed at the 15-second testimony that you gave. Mm-hmm. They had a Katina Powell book signing.
They give Katina Powell a whole hour?
They gave her a whole
show?
Hour. Yeah, and they howled at Squirt to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's
Tanner!
The show you showed up on, Rick Pitino. Mm-hmm. That's where you went. We didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, and by the way, all the crap that we're still digging out out from?
Yes.
You know, you acknowledged to David Padgett that DePaul was offering Brian Bowen $250,000, and you still freaking took him. All right?
Yeah.
You
know, that's on him. That whole recruitment was on him.
Yeah, let's go.
You can argue that, well, the Cypher stuff was an NCAA violation. You can argue that. But, like, everything else that happened, the Katina Powell scandal, like, nobody is surviving that.
No.
And one person.
Oh, yeah. And everything you just said, KSR reported live from the Karen Cypher trial.
Oh, man, it's a roundtable here. At Louisville. It's roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7. Keep them coming, Tanner. It's the mixtape.
My days at Louisville are over. I love the fans. I think when they reconcile with Tom Jurich, then I would possibly consider coming back. But until that day happens, I think it's better that I stay in New Rochelle.
All right, we're back. Screw you, Peyton Steven. How about that? That's what Rick Pitino just said to you. I don't know how you feel about it. I know how I feel about it. You know, Rick Pitino just said, piss off, Russ Smith.
Whoa!
Piss off, Peyton Steven, Luke Hancock, SVT. I don't know how you feel about that. Like, yeah. I don't know how you can hear that and just be like, what the hell, coach? But I mean, I didn't play for him either. You know what I'm saying? But like, I really want to know. Like, and when Luke comes back, or you know, Peyton's now working for U of L, it's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, he's
to
not
really
going
to
say much. Yeah, he's not going to say much.
But like, legit, like if you played for Coach Pitino and you have all this love for Coach, obviously, and then you hear that, like, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it can't make you feel great. Like the best way to put it is, and I don't know if they feel this way, this is just how I felt. It felt like, you know, just by his comments yesterday, it was almost like he was cosplaying as the U of L coach for 17 years. Like, it was a 17-year experiment to get an ex jealous.
Damn right it was.
In the morning, when you say goodbye to your mom, I love you, it's kind of awkward because mom looks really good.
Yeah, like, I know.
Whoa.
But she's probably 47.
Whoa, damn.
Come for the beer and the good food, and you know, it's scenic views, nudge, nudge, you know, but that's not the only reason that you're going there. And I guess, was that still kind of the main draw for Hooters?
And it was, and I hate to say it, but with the age of the internet, you can find what you find at Hooters. It's not, like, hard to find.
Yeah, that's
a
good point.
We're overexposed to everything now.
Right.
And so when you're overexposed to something, other things lose its value. So if you're going there to see the Hooters girls, well, if I get on the internet for 5 seconds, I can see.
Yeah, I can see the Hooters girls.
Yeah, a lot more than what the Hooters girls.
I can see
offer.
More of the Hooters girls. Yeah,
exactly.
Whoa, get a little Hooters talk.
How many of those did you know?
Five.
Wow,
you knew five. Which
name
ones?
Them.
Pookie,
yeah.
Sus, Riz,
Cap.
Pookie, Sus, Riz, Cap. And I forgot the other one I've heard before.
I'd heard before.
I didn't heard that one before.
Down to Broadway, he's letting ladies touch it.
Leaving, you know, Broadway girls alone, man. Yeah.
This girl's good with a joystick. Here we go.
Oh my god!
They were like the little 3-inch tacos.
The street. What?
I would definitely do the slit in the front. I'd rock the hell out of that.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
You don't seem like a loyalty or bust kind of gal.
Jock itch powder, jock itch cream,
wait, gold bond.
Yeah, some on Nick's desk right now.
Oh my! Is there really?
Yes, I think he's been using it on his feet though.
They got a little Lotrim.
No telling, man.
Lotrim,
no telling,
is a brand. Dude. I want to see the cabooses. I want to see my caboose.
Oh, damn right!
By the way, Drew, your deck looks great. I've seen it.
Whoa, the Diener deck.
When was Lloyd on your deck?
No, he can see it driving past on Dorsey.
Wow.
It looks huge.
Yeah.
When I poked my head out there earlier, I can tell that it's sizable.
It's going to let you land that plane.
I can tell that it covers a lot of area.
It does. It's a large deck.
I don't know that they'll go full package for him.
Full package.
But I think they'll play him some to hide the package.
Whoa!
He got the extra large package there.
little package
can mean,
stuff.
You know, testicles, whatever.
Whoa!
Package can mean, you know, testicles, whatever.
I saw with my own eyes the work at Luke Hancock, Luke, obviously. Yeah. Sorry, Luke. It's obvious one staring you right in the face. Who went through it the first time and grinded.
He's on his butt. He can't do anything.
Whoa!
That's a lot. That's a lot of body that is just coming at you.
And with a lot of speed.
And
imagine J.J. Weaver coming at you.
Exactly.
Now he's you were double teaming. Oh, man. God,
I mean, he's cuddling me more than my wife does. Yeah. This is great.
You have been waiting. You have been waiting for just an inch of this.
We do immediately.
Get your flop in and get your asses out of
here.
Cease
and desist.
Yeah.
Dickie, save my rear.
Whoa.
Dickie, save my rear.
You know it's coming because you already hit two and you're like, oh my God.
But man, that is pretty awesome.
Most likely it's coming off of your off of the left side of your butt.
Whoa.
Ow, that squirt to the ceiling.
We did that. You know, like, that one makes you catch your breath more.
Is she going to spit on the trophy? Spit on that thing.
After they screwed me, yeah.
Oh, whoa, bowl. Whoa.
I've been divorced before. I've got a wife. I've got three daughters at home. You can call me whatever you want to.
What?
What is the discussion in Kansas City about Hawk Tua?
We haven't had it yet.
Getting ready to.
You know that Rangers series that they just got swept?
Yeah.
I just say, Hawk Tua, spit on that thing and move on to the next one, man. Just move on to the next series.
Who do you think's more famous right now? Taylor Swift, Donald Trump, or the Hawk Tua girl?
Hawk Tua.
Gotta be, right?
Definitely. Definitely. As a matter of fact, I was when that thing broke. Was it over the weekend, I think it was?
It was like late last
Thursday
week.
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah, so I just started texting my daughter, who is, by the way, studying intensely for her medical board exam.
Serious
stuff.
I'm
like over and over again going, is this as viral as it appears to be? And she's like, yeah. And then we just kept talking about it. Like, if my daughter fails the medical board's exam, it's because of my interest in the Hawk Tua girl.
What is your interest in the Hawk Tua girl?
Man.
My interest is I love it how ordinary people, when they become viral sensations, I love the chain of events. Like, now all of a sudden people are exposing her and her alleged fraud and all this stuff that I don't
what?
Care
what? No, I don't know this.
Hit me with the alleged fraud.
Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Oh, my God. Scroll your my newfound friend is my For You feed.
I can't imagine what his For You feed is.
It's never For You.
John Bull.
My For You feed has been filled with, like, all these weird exposés on the Hawk Tua girl.
Caller Nate went to the DMV to get the Hawk Tua license plate. He's already registered for
it. He got it? No one else had thought of it?
I think he went to the... I don't know that, you know, I don't know what the rules are. I don't know what the rules are, but he applied for the license plate Hawk Tua. So, we'll see.
We got to name this horse coming up here, you know.
Yeah.
Damn right.
That's what we were telling Travis Stone over at Darren Rogers. Like, you got to do a Hawk Tua, and if you're an owner, you got to have spit on that thing, too.
It's the name of the stables.
Spit on that thing, stables.
Yeah. I wish that was true.
Asian massage, $50. Hawk Tua costs extra.
Alex Morgan's team, her coach in the NWSL, she got fired yesterday after a 7-game losing streak. So, you know, this is what happens to you when accountability is not important. You lose 7 in a row and you lose your job. Instead of just saying Alex Morgan wanted to go to Taylor Swift concert, you had to denigrate our entire field and spit on our children. Now you're out of a job and I'm going to dance on your grave because you lied. And we didn't forget about you lying. Just so we're all clear. Enjoy your buyout money.
Damn.
What is the buyout money of an NWSL?
I have no idea. I hope it's not significant.
No one, and I mean no one, holds a grudge
like
better
Mark
than
Linkmaker.
You.
Yeah.
Hell no one.
No, you don't spit on my children. You don't spit on my kids. Well, and I'm going to forget about it.
Actually spit on them. But
it was they hocked to it. Yeah, so she's out of a job.
Oh, man.
I mean, you want us to take you seriously, you take yourself seriously. Am I wrong?
No, you're right, Mark. This is all you. It's your world on this one. This is your world. I am 100% behind you on this one.
All right, good. Good.
Good. All right. Well, we'll consider you a grudging bakery.
Listen, I just hated that entire, like, our field sucks, so Alex Morgan was forced to go to Taylor Swift. What?
Yeah, I mean, they lied. They cover, but the coach, by the way, should cover for Alex Morgan.
No,
like if she's on your team, yeah.
No,
it's like the John Wooden line. I'm going to treat you all fairly, just not the same.
No, this is what Belichick would do. He'd tell Tom Brady, "I'm going to rip your butt in practice, so that because if I can rip you, I can rip anybody." Mm-hmm. And if Alex Morgan wants to skip out on the team, what does that say to them? Tells them it's not that important. Then they lose 7 in a row.
Damn. I mean, Blanket Baker, no one holds a grudge like him. It's a roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7 inside Churchill Downs right after this, 6 o'clock. Go ahead, Tanner. Keep them coming.
He loves him some Blanket Baker.
Yeah. Sephora was at Holiday World yesterday.
I was.
Yeah. Sephora. Terrorizing kids.
Whoa.
He loves him some Blanket Baker.
Yeah. Sephora was at Holiday World yesterday.
I was.
Yeah. Terrorizing kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Today, honestly, I probably was fine to come in today, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, I don't want anybody. The level of hate.
Irony right here.
What's that?
Listen, you sat in here and coughed in my face from 2020. From end of 2019.
Listen.
We sat across from each other in a studio, Steve.
Marcus, I'll leave it at this. And this is all I'll say. I don't feel like fighting with Nick today. If what I did the other night was that, I would have been Mr. Stay at Home. I dare y'all. If I see one of y'all outside without a mask, I'll kill you. I'll kill you myself. If that was that, I would have been like, yeah, no, you should be executed.
Everybody.
If you walk outside without a mask on your face.
Close the restaurants.
It should have been what they were doing over in China.
Right.
Oh my God.
People walked outside, they were killing them.
Beating them with sticks in India.
Yeah, yeah. Like, legitimately. Smokes. It was like, yeah, that's how I would have felt.
Shout out to my son. He got baptized again this weekend. I was proud of him.
I meant to send him a message.
Yep. He was at Southeast Bullitt County campus. He did a good job. I Facebooked last night. I was like, my day started with my son, my oldest son, getting baptized. It ended with Xavier wanting to know why we can't eat poop. So I was like, well, that's a nice stretch.
I mean, did he give you a good premise behind his question?
Well, it was more coming from he was trying to go to the bathroom, and he'd been in there for a while. I come in there, and I was like, man, what's going on? He had poop on his hand. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And anyway, so I washed his hand off and stuff and different stuff. So I'm like, at this point, I'm convinced. I'm like, you ate poop. I don't even know how to explain it. But like, I know Jeanette knows what I'm going through right now. So we're in the shower, and he's just like, he asked me just straight up. He's like, why don't we eat poop? Because his explanation is poop is what we eat. And I'm like, yeah. But once it comes out, it's not food anymore. It's called waste.
Wes Unseld went number two. The poop theme now. All right. Three more here. ESPN 680 105.7, the round table. Go ahead, Tanner.
Any thoughts on the new police or the police chief thing before we let you go?
Gonna miss those eyebrows, man. You know, the only thing I have to say about that entire episode last week, there was one thing that stuck out to me about, you know, you saw the lawsuit about the pool party. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know about the pool party. Yep.
The only thing that stuck out to me was the foul footage that they showed on WDRB every time they ran that story. And it was this above ground pool. Looks like you got from Walmart or something. And I was like, that's the most offensive thing of the whole thing. Like, if you're having some great big pool party.
Was that the pool?
It was not the pool.
No, it was not the pool. I know the neighborhood that pool party occurred in, and they don't have above ground pools in that neighborhood.
I was like, that's terrible, man. I mean, I would have been embarrassed, A, that was my story, but B, that you said that was my pool. I mean, there's an entire section of the population that thinks I've got this $500 Walmart pool. No wonder you couldn't get lucky in that pool party because you had that pool.
Whoa.
I mean, if you'd had a Blankenbaker Santa Claus land pool, then you might have it would have been no story, because it'd be like, well, sure, I'll do that. You know, but
for the record, that does not happen in our household.
That's not something that occurs at our house.
I've not been invited to Santa Claus lands.
You know, I'm saying if it was the McLean's house, maybe different, but not at the Blankenbaker's.
Fair.
And you're welcome anytime, Keith. Just keep it in your pants.
Whoa.
Yeah. What's happened to this show? What the hell?
That bugged me every time I saw the story. They kept showing this pool, and I'm like, that's not the pool.
That's not it's not the pool. I've seen the pool, actually.
Well, there is the story.
But I've never been to the pool. Mm-hmm. I just know where it is.
All right, two more. Let's go.
We should have this before they have the press conference at 10. You know, where the mayor will take a lot of credit, but he didn't have anything to do with it.
All right, last sound of the week. Everyone have a great weekend. Again, I'm off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, but Max Gobby, Jeff Licey, Justin Jeffries, Anna Tarullo will all have you. If I don't talk to you guys, have a great 4th of July holiday. Stay safe out there. It's the Roundtable, ESPN 680, 105.7, Inside Churchill Downs next.
I mean, 10 to 12, it's a crap time slot. It honestly is. Sorry, Louie.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.